Well, there you go, podcasting. You know, I was hoping somebody would say this morning, controller for the ECR. Have a great morning. Michael in Jacksonville, Florida, WOMGA. Michael, it's speed round.
I would like to get back into hiking. This is W0MGA. Whiskey Zero, Mike Alfalfa, back in the net.
All right. Well, enjoy your hiking. Have a good weekend. Merry Christmas. Bob in Woodbridge, New Jersey, N2IFK.
Okay. Too many hobbies to mention. I'm just hoping that next thing I can get a ride in a Boeing Sturman air biplane. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, cemetery.
All righty, Bob. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And to wrap up the net with us and put a bow on it is you, Ernest, in Webster, New York, AG2LA. Ernest, good morning.
On it with avid pottery. I make a lot of pottery, and I'm an avid fly fisherman. Back to you, KG2LA.
All righty, Ernest. You have yourself a Merry Christmas, sir, for wrapping up the net for us. And that puts a wrap on net number 1116. Boy, we've had a lot of morning brews. We still managed to get 131 check-ins with all these longer answers. Everyone, have a great weekend and a great holiday week, Christmas week, coming up next week. Talk to y'all on Monday. On behalf of Dick and Vicky and myself and everyone else in the Zoom room, 7-3, everybody. Dick will put about 20 seconds of silence in, so stations that need to connect and disconnect, and he'll be up in about 20 seconds. 7-3, everybody. KE0, stay up clear.
Good morning again, everybody. I'll slow the pace down a little bit, have a little bit of fun. In the next hour, this is Dick, WB2JPQ. I'm Vicky, KBKY, and anybody else that wants to jump in, I don't know how long Jeff is going to stay. Hey, Jeff, I meant to ask you, are you going to be around on New Year's Eve? You want to be next to the Lord? He's giving me yes. So as I think of that, before Jeff leaves the Zoom room here, New Year's Eve, we're going to be in here from 8 o'clock to whenever, so come join us on the East Coast Reflector. We'll have something going, a nice round table maybe, just a discussion group for a few hours, you know, along with the Zoom room. We try to get as many in the Zoom room as we can, on, always, but especially on New Year's Eve, so come join us. Anyway, this is the second cup. We'll slow the pace down a little bit. This nut was really formed to bring in new amateurs and let people talk, and so we always, the last couple of months, or 3-4 months, maybe even a little bit longer, we like to hear what's on your mind. So instead of us asking you a question every day, on Fridays we come in, if you can ask us a question, tell what's on your mind. We already got, we don't have Bob. KQ8U, Vicky, that's unusual, but Bob has not checked it in, texted it in here this morning. I guess we don't have anybody that texted it in here this morning. Let's see if I have any mobiles that would like to get in and slow the pace down a little bit and chat with us. Any mobiles like to get in here this morning? No mobiles either. How about just anybody who wants to get in and have a little bit of fun with us this morning? Call signs twice.
VA3CRF. I was trying to check in mobile and I was fumbling with my mic. Back to you, VA3CRF.
KQ8U. KQ8U.
Kilo Fox 4, Alpha Charlie Bravo, KF4 ACB.
November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo.
Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra, VE3 TCS, Tim in Riverside.
Well, there we go. Good morning to Tim, VE3 TCS. Roger down Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and for RAG. Ed, Tennessee, KF4 ACB. There
Bob, KQAU. I was worried about you, Bob. You were always first on the second cup, but you're going to have to be down the list here a little bit this morning. Doug beat you out, KW1 AM. And Vern, I guess he was fiddling with his mic. We always call him Mobile because he is foot mobile. So good morning, Vern. How are you doing today? VA3CRF.
Good morning, Dick and Vicky and everybody on the net. Thanks for picking me up. Yep, back at the house. As I mentioned, kind of a nasty-looking day today, a little sloppy. It was snowing, and then it was raining, and then it's back to snow again. A lot of the snow is gone, not all of it. And temperatures are supposed to drop today, and then it's going to get really windy. So all of this wetness is going to freeze. Dick, just want to say I always enjoy the net. I think I mentioned it once before, but have family in Arizona, and I was there not too long ago in October, and I was very pleasantly surprised to hear the East Coast Reflector on one of the repeaters out in Gilbert, which is just near Mesa in Phoenix. And so, yeah, I have to confess, though, when I'm out there, I just can't do the time change. I admire those folks that check in from California and other places. I'm just not up that early. Dick, always appreciate the net. Nice to talk to you guys. And I hope that everyone has a great weekend. Back to you, Dick. VA3CR.
Thank you, Vern. Had a little bit of noise coming. And back to you. Yeah, people won't realize we were at the Eskin Elmer, Bean Elmer last night. I looked down at the counter. There was no net or anything going on the system. I looked down. I think it was 430 All-Star nodes connected alone. So, you know, every time, and I said to the guys in the Zoom, the guys and gals in the Zoom, said, you know, you have to realize every time you key your microphone, you're keying up 400 transmitters or more. Those are the only direct connected nodes that we show here. So, you know, there's other hubs that are connected, and maybe another 30, 40 nodes hanging off of those. So when you key your mic, a lot of things happen, and we're all over. Someday I'd like to do a gurgle. Google Earth, if you will, looking down at the United States and see our coverage area with even all the little simplex nodes, you know, 4 or 5 miles range, large listening audience. Thanks, Vern. We always enjoy you in here. Let's go to Douglas. First time on the second cup, KW1 AM. Good morning. Well, I just saw his note come up, or repeat or whatever it was there, KW. That was 146.79, repeat it. KW1 AM. Douglas, are you still with us? Maybe we just saw his note come up and put him in. Bob, what's going on, buddy? You weren't first on the text line this morning. KQAU.
Morning, Dick. Dick and everybody else. I had a technical difficulty. I thought I was first. I put it in, and I said, look at this thing. I said, I didn't get an acknowledgement yet. Just about the time I was trying to figure that out, you were asking about me. And I just, I better go and do it the regular way. But I'm trying to get some chores done. I got to wrap a couple gifts. And I got a thing I got. I was nominated as a Kentucky Colonel about a month ago for I worked a, you know, lifetime achievements. I worked a major disaster in Kentucky about 20 years ago. And I was just working that. I was dubious distinction. But I got that to do and exercise, things like that. I'll keep myself busy. Everybody have a great day. I'll be on the youth net, KQAU, back in that.
All right, well, it sounds like quite an honor. Do a little write-up and send it in to Vicky for our magazine. And as I'm sure most know, thousands know by now, I Bye. This morning, Ed.
Is it a cacophony of confusion? Had 60-mile-per-hour winds here last night. Pretty much sustained for a pretty good while. And I thought sure that my antennas were going to be scattered all about the yard. I got up, and unfortunately, they're not. I had somebody climb my tower about 2 weeks ago. And I'm thinking, well, that's going to be off or not, you know. And then I got in here, and I've got my radio station tore all to pieces because I'm getting some shelves built in my radio room where things will be more easily accessed. I found out yesterday that the guy that was going to put my shelves in said it would be next Wednesday before he could get here. So here I've been without radio now for 24 hours. I just finally connected a couple things back up. I had some confusion with my HF antennas that we'd left the coax in here labeled correctly, but nothing on it, and I finally found the right one. So I'm just trying to settle down right now and get that cacophony of confusion up to more plastic.
Well, thanks. That second cup's a good place to come in and settle in and relax. Morning Groove's fast-paced, as everybody knows. I'm glad your antennas didn't come down, but Vicki said you can go to Lambertville, Michigan, to her place and pick up your lawn furniture. Let's go down to Roger in Fort Lauderdale and for RHE.
WB2JPQ, good morning, Godfather. Thanks for serving a second cup. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. On my mind, the memory of Christmas dinner at my mother's table. Christmas Day is the first day of Christmas, and we would each have a drinking glass for the 12 days, and you would have to sing your portion of the song corresponding to the glass you had, and trying to remember the reason for the 12 days of Christmas. For example, the partridge represents Jesus, the two tour doves represent the Old and New Testament, three French hens represents faith, hope, and charity, four calling birds, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, five gold rings, the first five books of the Torah, of the Old Testament. It is a happy memory, Dick. November 4, Roger Ham Enthusiast, return to next.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Roger. I had heard them all before, but I guess I can't say that I definitely knew all of the meaning. Some of them came back to me. Yeah, we all have a lot of memories of our childhood and Christmas dinner. I always think back to, I went to my grandmother's every Christmas morning. That was our tradition. And my uncle, he used to do the cooking, and it was just one dozen eggs after another for our crew, and it was just a fun time. I do miss it years and years and years ago. We all have good childhood memories of Christmas morning, I'm sure. Good morning, Tim. E3TCS.
Good morning, Dick, and everybody on frequency. Well, your timing is perfect. You gave me just enough time to shave and brush my teeth. So anyhow, yesterday I was working on on the moon for interstellar communications. Tried explaining to her how big it was and what it looked like, but she didn't get the concept. So, anyhow, everybody have a great weekend. I'm certainly into more than my second cup of coffee this morning. Back to that. Thanks, Dick.
Well, you've cleaned up. I haven't gotten that far yet. When you do the open in the morning brew, you jump out of bed and couple of toothpicks in your eyes and get down here and get things started. Mickey says, tell me, we guess the text line isn't working. That's probably why we don't have any text. I think she said 35 minutes ago was our last text for the morning brew. We apologize for that. Don't know what's going on. We'll have to look at it. So just get in here, and if you texted in, we did not get you for the second cup. So get in here and say hello. Let's take some check-ins.
get a bunch going here. I'll let Vicky talk to you for a little while this morning. Anybody anywhere like to get in and chit-chat with us? Tell us what's on your mind. This is Dick, WD2JPQ. Call signs twice.
K4 GDS. 4 Tango Alpha, Kilo 4 India Tango Alpha.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Quebec. Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Quebec Whiskey.
4PJM, K4PJM.
KJ5,
NHH, Kilo Juliet 5, November Hotel Hotel.
Cheers. King Bravo 1, Delta X-ray November. Whiskey Bravo 1, Delta X-ray November.
Good morning, Gerald. WB1DXN. Jeffrey, Conroe, Texas, KJ5NHH. Morning to Perry. You're in the, I just looked in the Zoom room. Perry's in the Zoom room with us. Good morning. We got Michael from Plymouth, Michigan, second time in the second cup, KEADQW. Our friend Leo from Fort Lauderdale. I think you run a pizza. You're going to have to tell me all about that. I think I heard you say that you leave early so you can check into Alex's trivia night. I thought I heard you say that one night. And we got Gil, K4GDS. And right after Gil, we had what we thought was a GG. We missed somebody in there, and I think there was an NTC in there as well. So if we missed you, please come again, especially the station GG or something like that.
KE4NTG, KE4NTG.
N5UXT, N5UXT.
All right, thank you very much. This is Vicky, K8VKY in the second cup. We've got N5UXT, WB1DXN, KJ5NHH, K4PJM, KE8AQW, K4ITA, KE4NGG, and at the top of this list, Gil, K4GDS. And tell us about what you got coming up.
Good morning, Vicky and Dick, anyone else on the brew, or on the second cup. Still stuck earlier this morning. Right now I'm working a lot on the things we have planned for the M1KE. We had, I think, four members of the group's IO before asking Elmer last night, and we suddenly jumped up to like 16 or 17, so it seems to be interest. It's great to know. Tomorrow, I'm heading out in the morning to hopefully do my 20th activation at a park. It's going to be a frequent, what they call it, frequent offender award. But I was actually contacted by the guy who's done 100 activations at that park, and he wants to come out and meet me. So I'm kind of excited about that. So I'll be out there early tomorrow morning. That should be a lot of fun. And then Sunday is moving day. Time to move the RV again and put it up in Eustis, up there close to Roger. We'll pass Christmas and New Year's there. So that's going to be a busy weekend. K4GDS, back to net.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Next up, Walter, KE4NTG.
Good morning to you, Vicky, Dick, and everybody else in the Zoom room there. KE4NTG from Hollywood, Florida, where it's 78 degrees and a beautiful blue sky day. Just want to say hi to everybody. Dick, I heard you on last night about 6:30, quarter to 7. I tried to get you to say hello, but you had left already. But, just wanted to check in and say hello. That's it. This is KE4NTG. I'll be clear. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Next up, Leo, K4ITA.
Good morning. Good morning, Vicky and Dick. Good morning again. I love the second cup. So nice, Matt. Relax and talk a little bit. Very nice, very nice. And Dick, I actually own a pizza place since 22 years, since we moved here from Italy, here in Fort Lauderdale. And That's why I cannot always be on the Zoom room, because at the time I'm working at night on Thursday. But anyhow, it's nice. And the good news is that one of my customers, a couple of days ago, I just found out he's the manager of the communication system of the city of Fort Lauderdale, and he's an AM radio operator. And this boss is also AM radio operator. So we're going to meet soon to see if we can use some of the real estate of the city of Fort Lauderdale, which is a lot, to put some new repeater and do something else, like maybe wing link for boating. You know, lot of yachts and boats and sailing boats here in Fort Lauderdale. So we're going to do some brainstorming with you, Dick, maybe the beginning of January, to see what we can suggest to the city of Fort Lauderdale to do more for the AM radio community. Okay, everybody, great weekend. Happy holidays. K4ITA Fort Lauderdale. Bye.
Thanks, Leo. Probably New Year's Eve will be busy for you, but come in from the pizzeria. Come in the Zoom room. That would be a first. We've had all kinds of different things in here. We've Zoomed weddings, we've never had anybody from a pizzeria. Well, I guess a restaurant of any kind. So come in and visit us on any time. We'll come in on New Year's Eve if you can. So, yeah, thanks for the update. And as far as the city, that's a good opportunity. Be nice to those people, and maybe we can work something out to get another repeater down in your area on the East Coast reflector. So thanks, Leo, for the comments. Over to you, Vicki.
Thank you. Interesting. Next up, Michael, KE8AQW.
Good morning, everyone. Calling in over Echolink because I'm a little far from the repeater with my handheld here near Detroit. Yesterday was very nice. It got up to mid-40s. All the ice melted. Looking forward to a good weekend. Work's wrapping up. A lot of people are taking their vacation time, so that's not too stressful at the moment. Maybe we'll get some radio time in over the holidays. And hope everyone has a good week. Back to Net Control from KE8AQW.
Thank you, Michael. And Barry, K4PGM.
Good morning, Vicki and Dick. How are you guys doing today? My job is just trying to organize some more Christmas presents today, but my big job is tomorrow. I found out that my granddaughter wrote into Santa, so I've got to figure out how she can hear it tomorrow night. Is it going to be in the Zoom room, or is it just going to be a transmission? Do you know?
Tomorrow guys in the Zoom room, knock it off, please. And mute. Thank you. Next, tonight, he's going to be on the YouthNet just to kind of pop in and say hello to the kids. Tomorrow, we have the recordings of all the letters he sent in. And then Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock, you can check in and call in and talk to him. And third party, adults, anybody's welcome. Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude in the Zoom room, but I wasn't stopping. Any other questions on that?
What was it? I've given the job of getting my laptop or whatever I need up to her house for 8 o'clock tomorrow night so she can hear the letter being read. So that's my job. Everybody's doing a great job here. I appreciate you putting this all together, especially Santa. So K4PGM, back to you.
Thank you very much, and we'd love to have you. Next up, Jeremy, KK5NHH.
Well, good morning, everybody, from Conroe, Texas, just north of Houston. Currently, it's nice and sunny, 44 degrees Fahrenheit today. So last night, my 12-year-old came into my office and said, "Dad, there is a huge bang sound coming from the garage. I think somebody tried to break in." So, of course, the garage was closed. I went out in the garage and looked around. Nothing seemed out of sorts. So I didn't pay any attention to it. Well, this morning I had to go pick up kolaches this morning, take them, drop them off at my son's school for his little end the day, or I guess to start the Christmas holidays party, and garage door wouldn't open. The dang cable broke off the spring, so now I have to spend my day trying to figure out how to get this garage door fixed. But other than that, this weekend is supposed to be a beautiful weekend, and I actually don't have anything else scheduled, so I guess I know what I'll be doing. Back to you, Net Control. We'll be clear.
At the very least, you're going to be watching YouTube videos. Gail, WB1DXS.
Good morning to the second cup, I finished my second cup a few minutes ago. But a few things here was, but I think you acknowledged that there was something with the text line check-in. And the other thing, because man, I couldn't get in on the morning cup, and Jeff said something about if he could, he'd get on his bike and head out. And I just wanted to warn him about a few things in my mantra that he can only go so far east or west unless he's got enough air in those tires to overcome the weight of the motorcycle, that then he can float on water and drive on water. But other than that, I wanted to give him my mantra of stay ahead, look ahead, think ahead, plan ahead, and keep an eye out on surroundings and things like that. But the other biggest thing is that sometimes let me drop for a moment. And the biggest thing is sometimes the audio. I know my ICOM 5100, the audio is not good. And then I put some external speakers on there, and I can't adjust it right. But some people I cannot understand. They're muffled mouth or something, and most of the time, it's hard to distinguish what they're trying to say. I don't know if that's a part of my problem, or if there's something in some other problems someplace in the network or people's systems. Back to Net Control. Everybody have a safe day, safe weekend. As always, I say, look ahead, think ahead, plan ahead. Always expect the unexpected and have a way out, just in case everything goes wrong really quick. Doing any kind of work, anything else,
WB1DXM. Yeah, Daryl, you sound clear, but you sound very, very digital. You can go on eastcoastreflector.com and go to the Listen Live, and you can hear yourself if you'd like. There's one that's live, and there's one with a two-and-a-half-minute delay or so, plus there's a meter on there so you can see your audio. Next up, Angelo, N5, UXT.
Good evening, or good morning, I should say, Vicki and Dick and everybody on the second cup. This is Angelo, N5, UXT. The only plans I got for this weekend is to take a one-hour trip to go help another ham with some software issues. Other than that, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Back to Net Control, N5UXT.
Thank you very much. And that's the end of that list. This is Vicki, K8BKY with Dick, WB2JP2 on the second cup. So anything you want to talk about at all. Taking more check-ins twice and solely, please.
N2VLK. N2VLK.
KK4, PYN. 82IZ.
KC2PET. KC2PET mobile.
Hold up there. There was a KD something or other in there, and you were in and out, just that, you know, you weren't even close to in, so maybe try it again later. KC2PET, mobile, we'll be back to you in a second. 82IZ, KK4PYN, and N2VOK. Ross, KC2PET, you're up first.
Well, good morning, Vicki, Dick, and everybody on the second cup. I think I'll give a little shout-out. I'm doing my last-minute Christmas shopping right now. And later on, I got to pick up some relatives at the airport. And then that'll be it for the day. And then
the start to the busy week next week. So, back to you. Thanks for everything that you do. Merry Christmas. KT2PET.
Merry Christmas to you, too. You can finish my Christmas shopping. Jeff, and you, VLK.
Good morning, Vicki. Good morning, Dick, everybody else in here. I really don't have anything on my mind this morning. I just figured I'd jump in here and say hello and wish everybody an early Merry Christmas. And I'll just sit here and listen for a little bit. And to VLK.
Sure, thanks for stopping by. Yeah, and for anybody who's out of touch with reality like I am, Christmas is less than a week away. Joseph, KK4PY.
I guess I have a suggestion for a question that runs, either for the brief crew or just for a general discussion net or whatever, but my question is, what's the consensus on AI in ham radio? Is that technology something that we can incorporate? I'm currently working on your applications and some devices, and using AI to design them to find out if it's further. But yeah, that's the question.
That's actually more of a second cup question. I don't know if you guys heard him. It was, what's your consensus on AI and ham radio? We tend to stick to yes or no questions or short answers, or otherwise it's just, it's a little crazy with all the people trying to check in. But if anybody would like to jump in, want to do the next check-in, you're more than welcome to. And Bob, 82IZ.
Thank you, Vicki, Dick, and everyone else on the net. Good morning. My Christmas present came early. My granddaughter, 19 years old from Texas, decided to come up and visit us for the last week and paid for her own trip up here, you know. It's a joy to have her here. We enjoyed her. We wish she could stay for Christmas, but she had to go home because she's working. Paid for the trip, actually. We paid her back for the trip because she was just a joy to have here. So, everyone, Merry Christmas, 73. Back to net. 82 IZ.
Well, same to you, Bob. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to I'll check in there that Vicki took as well. And AI and ham radio, discussion we could talk about it as check-ins come in here in the next half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever we got left. Let's see who else is out. They'd like to get in and have a little bit of activation here with us on the second cup. Call sign twice. This is Dick. Double get B2JPQ. Sounded like a Victor, Whiskey Victor, something like that. It looks like you're coming in through Rush, New York. You want to play it again, please? You're quite noisy. Victor? I'm sorry, one more time, please. There was a station I was disconnecting over the top of you. The Victor station again, please. We'll see what we can do for you here. Sorry, you're just too noisy. You're just too noisy. I'm sure you're coming in through Rush, New York. But maybe you can change locations, raise power or something, and try it again. What else do we have this morning? Let's take some check-ins on for the second cup. This is Dick, WBQJPQ, along with Vicki, K8BKY. KFA,
ESN, KESN, in and out.
Well, where is everybody? We couldn't get them all in on the morning brew and dwindling down here. Patrick, Oak Harbor, Ohio. Good morning to you. We were in and out, KFA, ESN. You got a minute to just say hello here? We had a lull in the activity. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Dick, and the rest of the morning crew here.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet this morning. I'm a little surprised. I usually listen in on the way into work on Fridays, and it's been quiet this morning.
Well, I think, it summed it up, he said, it's Christmas shopping time. I guess it was Ross from Alden. He said, it's time to catch up in Christmas shopping. So that's maybe where everybody is. That's why the big crew always go. It's Friday. People are busy. Who else would like to get in here? Thanks, Patrick, for jumping in from Oak Harbor, Ohio. Don't know where that is, but I know you're coming into Ben's repeater, so it's got to be somewhere in the Toledo area. What else do we have this morning? Like, you get in and say good morning.
K-A-K-E-Y-U. W-A-1-D. W-A-1-D.
AC-4-VR. Alpha Charlie 4, Bravo Romeo.
Hey, Brian, good morning to you from Monticello, Kentucky. We've got Daryl, Claremont, Florida. We got David from Archer, Florida, just popped in. Mark from Elma, New York. And Roy from Blaisdell. Good morning again, Roy. What's on your mind? What do you got to catch up on for Christmas? Good morning. K-A-A-P-Y-U, go ahead, Roy.
Dick, Vicky, everybody on the second cup, K-A-A-P-Y-U. And, yeah, that's probably what it is this morning, Dick. Everybody's doing the last-minute runs to the stores, birthdays, and Christmas gifts and all that. While the weather's somewhat decent in that anyway. Anyway, hope to see everybody tonight on the internet. Catch you later. K-A-A-P-Y-U.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Yes, 8 o'clock tonight, come support our youth. And as I know, all will be there running a net. Thanks for mentioning Roy. And good morning again to Mark, K-E-2-E-D-S. Mark back in the Zoom room or not? I can't, his away message is there, but I guess he is. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning again, Dick, Vicki, and the rest of the group. No, I'm actually downstairs with the boys with my wife, so I am not up in the office. Anyways, it's a weekend here. This is the big cook weekend for my wife and all her sisters. They each make a bunch of different types of cookies so they can put their cookie platters together on Monday. I believe my wife and my daughter are making about a dozen different types of cookies, so the house will be smelling all weekend long, but it'll be all good smells. And that's really about it. I do want to wish everyone Christmas and hope to hear everybody tonight on YouthNet. 73 KE2EDS.
Sounds good. I've not had any Christmas cookies yet. Don't know if we're going to make them this year or not. I hope so. Hey, if you got any left, bring them in for our New Year's Eve party. Bring them into the Zoom room and we can share them on video. Those will be low-calorie cookies, I guess. Daryl in Claremont, WA1D. Good morning to you, Daryl. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Good morning, Dick. Good morning, all. It's been a long time since I've been on here. Clear Node was not connected and finally got everything back in business. That's what I did for my Christmas present. Got all the ham radio stuff going again, which is good. We're going to have a pretty quiet Christmas here. We've got some what we call mix from the old rice checks and wheat checks. Well, our family kind of makes that, and that's our tradition for Christmas. We're going to have a very quiet Christmas here. We kind of have a couple friends that may come over, and we're just going to relax. And we both have small families, so it's going to work for us. So I'm going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and hope to get on here a little bit more frequently again. This is WA1D. Back to next.
I saw the call come up on the log. I did not hear you initially call in. Vicki did with her good ears. And I said, wow, it's been a long time. With the thousands of call signs that we see every week, we don't necessarily talk to them, but with 100 and some every morning, hard to remember everybody, but I have not seen yours for quite some time. All right, Brian, fellow Kentucky, AC4BR. You were with us last night on Ask an Elmer, Be an Elmer. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, good morning, Dick, Vicky, and everybody on the net. Hopefully I'm still coming in clear. I'm still pretty close to the repeater, but I'm going through some fields. Anyhow, not a whole lot. I just got some paperwork to submit for a grant today. Actually, a couple of pieces of paperwork to get stuff bought before HP and some other companies go on Christmas break next week. So I've got to hurry once I get there. Tried to do something last night, but they took the site down, so I couldn't get it put in. So anyway, that's my main goal today. If I do that, then the rest of it will be a breeze. But anyway, hope everybody has a good day. And turn it back to Dick and let somebody else talk for a bit. Anyway, this is AC4BR. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Brian. You have a good day as well. David's last on this list from Archer, Florida, KO4GGZ. And yes, he's in the Zoom. I was trying to put a name with it. David, you don't have a name in the Zoom. I'm trying to think. GGZ, who is that? But it's David from Archer, Florida. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Dave. Hey, thank you guys for what you guys do. It is appreciated. Not much going on here today. My normal, taking care of the dogs. I got one that's in a cone right now. He scratched an eye. So I've got to tend to him today. But other than that, not much going on. I'm about as ready for Christmas as I'm going to be. But to all, happy holidays. Back to you, Dick. 7-3.
Yeah, David, you're on W3YT repeater. Is that the repeater you're coming in on?
CAM4MHH, 987.5.
Okay, our log sheet is scrolling. For some strange reason, every time you transmit the Steve's repeater in Treasure Island is keying up. I think there's a problem with that. It's been coming up with, it's had some noise on the carrier, but it's only on you. That's very strange. We'll see what happens here as a couple others check in. That's why I asked how you were getting in. But thanks. I'll chat with you guys in a few minutes and top of the hour here. All right, we'll take some more check-ins. Anybody want to chat here for a little bit? And, nobody commented on the AI and ham radio that, forgot who it was that brought up this morning, but that's a good subject. AI and ham radio, in a way, that's a little bit scary. Would like to get in here this morning. This is Dick, WBJPQ.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo, Bravo, Victor. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo, Bravo, Victor.
Kilo, Delta 6, Charlie, Whiskey, India. Good morning and happy holidays.
Hey, we got you, Ruben. I thought there was a station before Ruben, KD6CWI. We got you. Was there another station in there?
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo, Bravo, Victor. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo, Bravo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. You know what? I took you off the log. Vicky couldn't make it any bigger for me here this morning. I don't know why I did that. My apologies. We got you. KF8EBV, good morning. Farmington Hills. What's on your mind this morning, Michael?
Vicky, rest of the second cup. Just looking forward to Christmas. My oldest daughter had a little girl 3 weeks ago, her first, and struggled for several years, so looking forward to seeing her for the first time. And then last week I drove with my son from Charleston to San Diego. He's in the Navy, and then he's flying up next week, so looking forward to seeing him. And the other two kids are on the West Coast, so probably will not see them. But just looking forward to a nice time spending with family, and looking forward to having a week off. Back to you next show, KFABBD.
Well, sounds like your week is well planned, and you've already done a lot. Thanks for being here this morning, Michael. Ruben, Fallbrook, California. You're up pretty early, KD6CWI.
Morning, Dick.
Good morning, everyone. Pleasure to be here, as always. And I already gave my season's greetings. Cleaning up the ham shack table, and I'm preparing the amplifier and the other tuner, and then putting in the IC9700, finally, on the table. So I'm just 30% through taking the radios out, unplugging them, and so forth and so forth. And it'll be a busy day for me. Hopefully I can get some of this stuff done today. But advance Merry Christmas to everyone, and advance Happy New Year. And I hope you enjoy your time with friends and families this holiday season. Stay safe, and 73, KD6CWI, back to Dick.
Thank you, Ruben. Same to you. All right. Who else do we have coming near the top of the hour? We'll take a few more if we got anybody left out there. Sounds like a busy Friday morning, no matter where you are. Anybody anywhere?
KJ4LXJ, KJ4LXJ.
7FGP, November 7, Foxtrot Golf, Papa.
82EED, Kilo Echo 2, Echo Echo Delta.
Oh, good morning, Chris, KE2EED, David, Sacramento, California. It was QDY, Scott in Jamestown, New York. 7FGP, thanks for stopping in and last night in our SD Elmer, being Elmer, Scott, and Tim from Windsor, also, looks like Tim is in and out, V3TGN. Let me go to Rex. You're not in the Zoom room, I don't think, this morning. No, you're not. Good morning, Rex, KJ4LXJ.
Good morning, Dick, and the rest of the group who are in the second cup out there. No, I had a doctor's appointment this morning. Tried to get in on the handheld again, and was having issues, so I just got back to the house, flipped the radio on. We don't have a whole lot going on this week. Maybe a couple last-minute Christmas things to get. That's about it. You guys have a wonderful holiday if I don't talk to you before then. KJ4, Alex J. Back to you guys.
Well, you're noisy this morning, if that's your base station. Coming in, it looks like 147.42. What repeater now? Give me the what repeater was that you're having trouble with? I was going to send a note to Tony. What repeater was that, Rex, that you're having problems with that you can't get into?
It's coming this morning, so I didn't try the other one this morning. After the net, I'll go ahead and try the other one and make sure I get into it. I think my handheld might have a bad setting in it or something. I'll let you guys continue on with the net. KJ4, I'll let you stay clear.
Right, maybe catch you later in the Zoom and we can see what's going on there. Morning to Scott, N7FGP down in Jamestown, New York.
Good morning, Dick and Vicky and everyone on the net. We got a little bit of wind last night. Not quite as bad as Houston, I don't think, but it was pretty darn windy. We didn't lose power or anything. Now, if we were in Houston, we would be without power for a week, I think. But anyhow, we're just still unpacking stuff and continuing on. So everybody have a great day in 7FGP.
Yeah, we lost power here, I think sometime around midnight for a short while. Might have been just a little blip, I don't know. I woke up at 3 o'clock, I had a whole bunch of alarms on my phone from the nodes being down at the house. I'm not really sure, but we're back up, running good now. Good morning to David, N6QDY, Sacramento, California. What's going on with you, David?
Hey, good morning, Dick, and everybody on the second cup. M6KDY. Look at this thing. Wow. Yeah, I'm glad you have this spectrum, audio spectrum analyzer on there. That's pretty good. I can tell if I need to. Just like everybody's doing the NAKE 20 dBm kind of thing, I guess. And that's kind of typical, which is nice, because everybody sounded good. Vicky sounded good today because I was watching, and I was like, hovering around mid 20. But anyways, let's see. At some point, I need to take the UHF repeater offline and PM it. I noticed earlier the freak error was like at about 500, and I like to bring it down to about 100 hertz. So that way, as a crystal, you know, slows down, it goes down. But anyways, but yeah, I need to do that, check deviation, and all that good stuff. So basic PM on the UHF repeater. And let's see, got my Raspberry Pi, so I'm going to be playing with that. Got that in the mail. And do some last-minute shopping there, Dick. But anyways, that's about it. Back to you. Have a great day. M6QDY.
All right, David, we miss you in the Zoom room. We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks in the Zoom room. All right, I think we'll send it over to Chris, send KE2EED. I think we'll let you tie the ribbons on it, as they say. I'll send it over to Vicky after that so she can say 7-3s to everybody. Merry Christmas if we don't catch you. So over to you, Chris. Wind it up here for us, KE2EED.
And everyone, I guess I'm going through the same thing everybody else has went through last night. We got some really strong winds over here. I got some branches coming down in the backyard, and just trying to get through this day. A lot of rain, and yeah, I think I'm not going to be doing